This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Bob Holsworth joins me on the program. He is the founder and the president at VirginiaTomorrow.com, and he joins us every Monday afternoon to talk a little Virginia politics. Bob, how are you, sir?
Hey, I'm doing great, Coy. How are you doing today?
I am terrific. I hope you had a wonderful weekend. Bob, the big news, of course, that has pushed everything else to the side in Virginia politics is the proposed closing of the Joint Forces Command Center down in Tidewater in Suffolk, Virginia. What's the very latest on that?
Well, you know, clearly everybody in Virginia from both parties are trying to mobilize to prevent that from happening, or at least to mitigate its effects. But it's a very big economic blow to certainly the Norfolk region and probably the Commonwealth as a whole. There are a lot of stories lately, in fact, that some of the offshoots of this, which are the arguments that Defense Secretary Gates were making in terms of reducing the number of federal contractors, may even have as large, if not a bigger effect, more in Northern Virginia. So a lot of concern in Virginia right now about where the Defense Department spending is going. To some degree, it's bipartisan, but at the same time, both Governor McDonnell and, in particular, Congressman Randy Forbes came out and suggested that there was a partisan element to this, insofar as it was almost a logical outcome of the Obama administration's inattention to defense. So what you have here is a real economic blow to Virginia that, again, looks to me like it's going to make it far more difficult, or at least far more of a challenge for Barack Obama to hold the state in 2012.
Bob, let me ask you about the politics of this, because, you know, it's a conservative talking point. I'm against earmarks, and, you know, we've seen Robert Hurt all of a sudden is against earmarks and special things in the budget that that bring bacon home, and is now running on that. But I guess my point is this: we see conservatives, you know, saying we're not going to do that. We're going to cut this kind of wasteful spending in the government. And yet, when it looks like they're going to take something away, the conservatives are right in there leading the charge. You know, if it's in their own backyard, they don't want to lose it.
Well, so in politics, there's always that whose ox is being gored effect. But I think in this particular instance, what they're trying to argue is that there is an unnecessary reduction in defense spending that's related to some of the excessive spending on domestic issues that the Obama administration's engaged in. Clearly, there are people who believe there are more efficiencies to be gained in defense. There are people who believe that there is some duplication with GIFCOM and other activities that are taking place inside the Defense Department. But at the end of the day, the kind of hit that this might mean for a particular region in Virginia seems to be uniting politicians across the ideological divide.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth. The website is VirginiaTomorrow.com. So how does this work? What's the time schedule on this kind of thing?
Well, the time schedule looks to be something over the next 10 to 20 months in terms of where it is right now. Now, what we don't know, Coy, is whether there's going to be effective opposition to this. You may know that Secretary Gates announced his impending retirement today, noting that he'd like to be gone perhaps as early as January. So that's going to add fuel, you might say, to the critics' fire of this decision. Whether it'll be meaningful criticism, I don't know. Whether it'll enable them to, either reduce the reductions that are planned or even to stop them, I don't know. But my guess is that you're going to see a Virginia legislative delegation that's going to try to do all that it can to stop this. And I guess the curious feature to this, to me, still remains the fact that Barack Obama, who carried Virginia, is going to have a real big interest in carrying the state in 2012, has done relatively little, it seems, to pour dollars into Virginia. You know, on the high-speed rail money, for example, Virginia got a pittance. Now it has a big defense installation with a lot of contractors, likely to be scheduled for closing. None of this, I think, very helpful to the president's political prospects here a couple of years from now.
Yeah, it didn't seem to be. White House doesn't seem to be too interested in hanging on to the state that they pulled over from the Republican.
No, I mean, and here's a curious feature. You know, our congressional delegation right now is heavily Democratic. We have two U.S. senators. Our former governor, Tim Kaine, was considered for vice president and was picked personally by the president as head of the Democratic National Committee. None of that seems to matter a whit.
Yeah, it is amazing. Hey, Bob, we're talking with Bob Holdsworth. The phone lines are open if you want to join the conversation. Your thoughts, 977-1070. It's about 18 minutes in front of 5 o'clock. Bob, what's the latest on Governor McDonald's request for members of the Virginia State Police to be deputized to enforce federal immigration laws?
Well, I think he's still waiting for a definitive answer here. But again, what this shows you is how interested the Republicans are in making this an issue for the upcoming election cycle and beyond. And I think what Governor McDonald found was a pretty interesting way of doing that, which was, in a way, not to criticize immigration in general, but again, to ask for law enforcement authority for the state police. And the way he did it was very interesting. It was not to enforce Virginia law, but it was to enforce federal law that the federal government says it doesn't have the manpower to enforce itself. So I think a pretty politically shrewd move by Governor McDonald. I doubt that he's going to get a full approval out of the White House for that.
And what's the latest on this proposed mosque? And it's more than a mosque from what I've read. It really is sort of a meeting place and a recreation center, a Muslim recreation center near Ground Zero, which has really become a political issue not only in New York but now nationally.
Yeah, and it's going to be in Virginia too, Coy, because what's happened here is that up until last weekend, the president hadn't weighed in on this proposal, had essentially said it was a local issue and should be decided locally. And then he went to a Ramadan dinner where he spoke with folks in the Muslim community and said that, this is America where people have the right to worship whatever and wherever they please, and they certainly had the right to build this mosque. Even though it was a weekend and a Friday night or a Friday speech, it generated a furious counter reaction right away. The president then on Saturday kind of walked it back a bit, said that while they certainly had the right, he wasn't commenting at all on the wisdom of doing this. But what that has done is that it's placed every Democratic candidate in the country now in the location, you might say, of having to comment on the wisdom of it and whether they support it or not. So you can be assured that every Republican candidate in Virginia is now going to be asking the Democrats who are running against them for the U.S. Congress what their position is on the mosque. And interestingly enough today, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, who's been in Obama's camp on almost every major item, distanced himself from it today, said that there's a big distinction between the right and the advisability of doing this, and he doesn't think it's a good idea at all. And that just goes to show you how, I think, angered the Democrats are that the president abandoned the position that it was simply a local issue, took a stance on it Friday night, and one that has placed every Democrat who's in a close race in a very uncomfortable position right now.
Yeah. We're talking with Bob Holdsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Chris is with us on the line. Chris, you go right ahead.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was wondering, you were talking about the mosque and how the president made his comments and then started backing away from them. It's my understanding that this is the reason why he's in trouble. He seems to talk before he thinks. And, I didn't vote for him, and I definitely wouldn't vote for him in any sort of election because of this fact. He seems to repeatedly make statements in public that bring embarrassment to his administration and to his party. And anyone that would not understand why a mosque should not be near the place where 3,000 Americans died, I think personally doesn't seem to be very sensitive to our suffering and the sacrifice that those people made at the hands of extremists.
Yeah, I think what's happened here, and the caller makes a good point here, is that there are a lot of Democrats even who are worried about what they might call the political tone deafness of statement, that people basically haven't been arguing about the right of anybody to worship as they see fit and as they want to. I think what people have been arguing about has been the advisability of building a mosque right at the in a community center, right at the place of 9/11. Some people believe it's a wonderful gesture of reconciliation. Others, which happen to be the majority of the American public at the moment, see it as almost a provocation. And because of that, I think there are a lot of Democrats who are hoping that the president would take and keep his original stance, which was that it was a local issue, should be decided upon by New York, in New York, by New Yorkers. And at the end of the day, what the president did on Friday was nationalize the issue, bring it into all the congressional races, and make almost every Democrat now spend a couple of days defending their position or explaining their position on the issue. And my guess is that the vast majority of Democrats who are in competitive races are going to take a position that's different from the president's.
Which would mean what, Bob?
Well, I think they're going to basically say it's inadvisable. They're going to take the Harry Reid position. They're going to, you know, suggest that, you know, certainly everyone has the right to do this, but there are some political sensitivities and cultural sensitivities and respect for people who have been victimized in 9/11 that don't make this the best location. There's going to be a lot of concern that it's going to be read internationally as a provocation that the Americans and the New Yorkers almost agreed to if they go through it. And so my sense is that this is going to be not an issue that we're going to hear about every day for the next 3 months, but for the next week. You're going to have a lot of media people all over the country going to Democratic candidates and the Republican candidates and asking them what do they think about the advisability of putting up a mosque on Ground Zero. And the president has just introduced this into the national dialogue in a way that I think his fellow Democrats can't find very heartening at all.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth, the founder and president of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Must reading if you want to stay in touch with the very latest in Virginia politics. And Bob joins us every afternoon. It's 11 minutes in front of 5 o'clock, 84 degrees in Charlottesville. Bob, what do you think, along these same lines now, of the White House's sort of impact on these congressional races and what's going on around the country, do you see Obama coming into Virginia at all with some of these races to help these Democratic candidates, or do you think that he probably should just stay away?
Well, you know, certainly he's going to stay away from some races. I can't imagine he's going to spend much time, let's say, in the 2nd Congressional District, where Glenn Nye hasn't voted for many of the Obama administration initiatives and has tried to really distance himself. Tom Perriello, I think, has been a little different in the 5th District because he's embraced much of the Democratic national agenda, you might say, or the congressional agenda, but still Barack Obama is not very popular there. Obama is very unpopular in Rick Boucher's district, so I can't imagine that he comes to that race at all. It'll be interesting to see what happens in Jerry Connolly's district up in Northern Virginia, and it'll be interesting to see what Connolly's position is on the entire mosque issue, because the Democratic Party does have substantial support in the Muslim community in Northern Virginia. But at the same time, there are probably a lot of voters who are thinking of voting Republican in this election who probably don't share the president's position on the Ground Zero mosque as well. So, again, I'm not sure you're going to see too much of the president in the Virginia congressional races, and I'm not sure, with the possible exception of Tom Perriello, but I really don't even see that too much, that the Democrats are going to want him for any other reason but potentially fundraising.
We're talking with Bob Holsworth of VirginiaTomorrow.com. Speaking of the race in the 5th District, Senator Robert Hurt announced recently that he was, if elected, that he would never request an earmark. He's been receiving some criticism of this. I think the Charlottesville Daily Progress called it an election year conversion. Is this expected behavior? I mean, would this? I guess you could have predicted something like this.
Well, it's often expected behavior, but it'll be actually pretty interesting to see how this plays out, because I think one of Tom Perriello's major pitches in this election is going to be that he's used his position, even as a first-term congressperson, to work with other members of the Virginia delegation to bring some needed benefits to a district that's economically distressed. And so while I think that people are, philosophically opposed to earmarks and generally opposed to it, I think there's some of the more economically distressed areas of the district that may find the kind of work that Perriello is doing for them in terms of trying to allocate federal dollars their way, a positive and not a negative. So I think we'll have to watch how this plays out and just, the overall position against earmarks, which I think is overall politically popular, may not be popular in every neighborhood and every city and every town in the 5th District.
Bob Holsworth is the founder and president of VirginiaTomorrow.com, our guest Monday afternoons to talk a little Virginia politics and policy. Bob, thank you so much. Have a terrific week.
Hey, you too, Coy. Take care. Bye-bye.
Again, the website is VirginiaTomorrow.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SeavillePodcast.com for more.